Hi, my name is Anthony Hines. For the last many years, I've been trying to help people to grow in their career as well as help job seekers gain the next opportunity. I've done that because there were many times that I needed help during my time in transition, and sometimes that help wasn't available. So, also, there were times in my career I could have used some help, and that help wasn't available. So, I want to say that though I did have some great mentors in my career as well, I'm trying to take all of my experiences and trade and give them to as many people as I can so that their career will really, really grow and do, and they'll have great careers themselves. Again, an experience not shared is an experience wasted. Okay? Today we're going to talk about customer service. So people have the stigma that people that work in customer service, it's sort of like an entry-level position in companies and the like. Let me just tell you, once you have an understanding of customer service, you will be successful in your career. That's all there is to it. You will be successful because when you serve the customer, whoever that customer is, and serve them properly and proactively, you're going to succeed. Because people are going to want you on the project. People are going to want you in pivotal positions because they know you're always thinking about communication. People are always going to want you because they know that you think about someone other than yourself. And the best person to think about is the customer in the workplace. Correct? I want you to stop and think about this for a minute, okay? How many people do you know that you work with really have a hard time sharing their information and reaching out or getting back to you when they're supposed to, okay? Now, this could be at a personal level. This could be at a professional level. This could be in all facets of your life. Do you or do you not hate it when people do not get back to you like they're supposed to? So we've kind of all conditioned ourselves to say to ourselves words like, well, everybody's busy, well, people are understaffed, well, they have a lot of other things going on. And so we sort of condition ourselves to come up with reasons why it's okay for people not to call us back. Because that way, if we do, we sort of work it out. We say, okay, we can wait for the call. Let me tell you something, people. Here's what you got to do. You have to set the expectation of what you want the customer experience to be if you are the customer. I want callbacks on A, B, C, or D. I also want callbacks if you don't have information. See, that's a big thing. A lot of times people don't call back because they don't have anything new to say. Some of my best calls to customers have been, I just wanted to call you back and let you know I don't have any new information, but I'm still working on it. Let me tell you, if you're in a customer situation, whether that be a stakeholder, a real customer, another department head, someone inside the business, those calls are absolute gold. They're gold because you're showing the same urgency that the customer is looking for. So whenever you reach out, and whether it be an email or a call, I personally like a call, but if you ever reach out and you say, I don't have anything new to say, but I'm still working on it, I'll be in touch by Friday, or give it a time frame. Now the person knows you're thinking about them. Now the person knows you have the common urgency, and now the person doesn't have to chase you. As a customer that's always looking for quality service, I hate having to chase people to give me the level of service I want. I adore people that give me the level of service I want without having to ask for it. Okay? when you have nothing to say, there is value in calling people back and saying, I have nothing new to say. Incorporate that in all of your customer experiences. Incorporate that in all you do regarding communication. And let me just say, you will see that people will absolutely love it because so many people don't get that type of response. Okay? So, another factor about customer service is this customer is not always a person buying a product. As I said earlier, your customer can be a stakeholder, your customer can be a person in another department, your customer can be a user who's affected by a new project. Those can be your customers. So the mindset of customers has to be with you in every type of communication that you do. Okay? So don't think about customers just being on the outside, or don't think of yourself as just being the customer. Think about all of your workplace communications, because those are your customers as well. Okay? So that's a couple of things regarding your customer. Now, in a lot of customer service type experiences, there are surveys. Do not be afraid to ask people if you've done a great job regarding their customers, your customer service to them. Do not be afraid or assume that people will fill out the survey so you don't have to ask. Don't be afraid to ask them. Ask them to fill out the survey and to especially add in comments. Let me tell you, the people that take those surveys love the comments. Comments are always looked upon uniquely, and they're always taken, and they're always shown to be of higher value. And when the survey reports are created, comments always have a section that are very visible for management to see. So when you look for surveys, always ask people to fill out the comments. That's going to make the survey real, and that's going to make the survey better for you. Especially, of course, when you give great customer service. So let's assume that there's a challenge regarding the product or the project or whatever you're going to deliver. Proactive communications to the customer, as I've stated, is absolutely valuable to keep the customer in line and keep the customer clear. As I say, people don't like to have to chase, and people don't like that when there's not clarity. When you provide clarity, it really improves the whole experience for the customer. Again, it can be good news, it can be bad news, but it's about clarity. That's more important than anything regarding delivering on time and the like. People know that delays happen, but when you go into a cocoon and you don't answer or you don't reach out to people, all that does is causes a negative customer service experience. Let me just say, in my career, some of the worst people that had that situation were people that knew to do the customer service experience and knew to be proactive, but just refused to do it. Sometimes they did it when they felt like it, or other times. That is horrible. All it does is cause animosity. So what I'm telling you is really, when you have the chance, be proactive to your customer, okay? Now, let's assume you have a bunch of users or a bunch of customers that are very, very challenging, all right? I want you to create a list of those customers that are very challenging. Keep it next to your phone. And then every so often, call them proactively and give them a status. More so than the status that they're supposed to get. And ask them if they have any questions. Oh my goodness. People that are very into things, that are very, very caring about projects and products and companies, they always have questions. So what I want you to do is, when you make that proactive call to check in on them, I want you to always ask them if they had any questions about the progress or about the product or about what whatever you're talking about, and really, really treat that responsibly and give it a lot of value. Because the point is, people love to hear you asking if you have questions, and then you giving an answer to those questions. And if you don't have an answer, saying to them, I don't have an answer, but I'll get back to you with that reply. Again, these are all things that people love to hear because of the fact they know that you're working on it. You never have to assume that people only care about the end result. They care about the status. They care about, I call it the staircase, right? To get from the first floor at the beginning of the project to the second floor, which is the end of the project, you got to go upstairs, right? So inform people of the stairs and do it proactively. And when you have challenging users, call them out of the blue and say, I just wanted to give you a further update because I know the project's very important to you and that you have a lot of worry about the project. I wanted to give you a few updates. Let me just tell you, people, that's going to translate into a tremendous survey for you when you do those things. Okay? That survey is going to go to management, and the management's going to notice you for your great customer service. Okay? So you've taken a challenging user and you've diffused them, because by calling them before they call you, they're not angry anymore. They're not upset anymore. They know that you've shown the same urgency now. And you now have an ally. And a lot of your toughest customers are the people that have been at companies a long time, and they think people don't care as much as they do. When you have an ally like that, it's going to help you to get a lot of things done. Build your allies. Create the customer that is really wants to deal with you. Let them ask for you because you're proactive. Let them ask for you because you're communicative. Let them ask for you because you show the same common urgency. Let them ask for you because you're going to care as much as they do. Okay? Think about this. You could do this. It's just a mindset that you have to get and you have to follow, and you'll be really a person that does well, not only, as they say, in a customer service position, but also with the customers within the company. Management's going to realize this, and management's going to come to you because they're going to love the fact that you've reached out, taken the initiative, and shown the customer that they really matter the most. This is the secret of very, very solid and great customer service. So always be proactive. Always reach out when you don't need to. Always give statuses beyond the normal status. Check in with the challenging users. And also, too, think about how you would like to be treated. Think about all the customer experiences that you had in your personal life that did not go as well, that you would have liked to have seen go well, and bring those to your customer experience. Okay? Another thing that people fail to comprehend at times is one of the greatest customer service jobs you can have, especially early in your career, is retail. If you work in a restaurant or you work in a retail center, dealing with the public is great for developing customer service skills. It also develops your ability to be responsible, because you're always getting called in to come into work when people aren't there. So it develops your team building concepts. But the point is, because of the fact that you're dealing with the customer all the time, you're going to naturally develop customer service skills. So if you're in transition and you're looking for a new position and you really want a job that brings out account management or customer relations or the customer experience, consider retail as a part-time or even a full-time position, because that's going to pull up your, and that's going to really develop your customer service skills on a daily basis. Okay? So never look down on retail. Oh, and also, The people that give the best tips in restaurants are the people that have worked retail, because they understand. Some of your toughest customers, if you do work retail, are usually the ones that have never done it, because they don't have the value or the comprehension that retail workers do. There's sort of a mindset that people who work retail have, and that is an understanding of how tough retail is. So, personally, I have the utmost respect for people that work retail, the utmost. But it's very good for your career to do it, because it really helps to develop your customer service skills. So, where can customer service take you? It can take you into account management positions. It can take you into client relations positions. It can take you into sales positions, because customer service is the base of a lot of what you do in your career. Once you develop those skills and understand the secrets of customer service and how you can really make it work for you, there is no limit to how far you can go in your career using these types of skills. Remember, people, treat people how you would like to be treated. Do that in everything you do, especially doing that in customer service. And you'll find that your career will be fulfilling, and that you'll really progress well. Because the reality is, customer service is key in everything you do in the workplace. My name is Anthony Hines. For the last many years, I've created career tip and job search help items or tools to help people going through transition or wanting to develop their career. Please listen to my podcast on podbean.com, also available on iTunes, as well as check out my YouTube page called the Anthony Hines Job Search and Career Help Now page. Also check out my Facebook page, Jobs Anthony Hines Job Search Career Help Now page on Facebook, and please like it if you would. And join my LinkedIn group, the Anthony Hines Job Search and Career Help Now LinkedIn group. I also want to make you understand, or help you to understand, nobody makes anyone do anything. I want to help you to understand that your career is your responsibility. Don't wait for someone to lead you regarding your career. Take charge and build it your own way. Understand that there are no limits when you take responsibility for your own career. Also, if you're unemployed, please use my tools as well, because I had a very challenging time when I was unemployed. And I am very committed to ending unemployment one person at a time. Email me, ahines00001@gmail.com. That's ahines00001@gmail.com. And use all of my tools. I've developed these tools in a cross-referencing way so that everybody can use everything I have to gain a better career and to no longer be in transition. So, all I can tell you people is, customer service is key to anything you want to do. Don't be afraid of it. Embrace it, be proactive, and take charge. Because the people that have great customer service skills do well in their career. Have a great day, everybody. And please, 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 spread the word about my podcast and check them out. Also, become a patron and get access to all of my podcasts that are patron only. Have a great day. Bye-bye now.